Health reform in Massachusetts is considered a bold precedent in the nation's effort to give more Americans access to health care. It's also considered, at least in the short term, very expensive. By giving more and more people free or subsidized health insurance, Massachusetts is projecting it will need almost $900 million next year for its new health plans, which is $400 million more than this year. And Connector Board Executive Director John Kingsdale says a weakened economy will strain this effort in several ways, starting with a needier population.
At the same time, we have fewer resources and more strain on employers who are going to have to make payroll and put something hopefully to the bottom line as well.
Some employers may cut back on health benefits, he says. Others may resort to layoffs, which means more people will lose employer-sponsored health insurance and turn to state subsidies. But one bit of good news this week was a long-fought agreement between state and federal officials that will give Massachusetts a $21 billion federal Medicaid waiver over 3 years. That's money the state can now use on its health reform program. Nevertheless, the state is still facing cutbacks across the board, and Kingsdale says that could mean less money for Commonwealth Care, the state subsidized program for people who make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to comfortably buy their own policies.
I would hope that we don't get into a situation where we have to, for example, cap enrollment in Commonwealth Care, because the whole reform kind of hangs together as a package, and having access for low-income individuals to subsidized insurance is an important piece of that package. Whether we're going to have to be, more astringent or sharpen our pencils around, the rate of increase in what we pay health plans that serve that population from year to year, or all the benefits, it's way too early to know, but clearly, there'll be questions put on the table.
Another aspect of the health reform law is called Commonwealth Choice. That refers to an assortment of private plans endorsed by the state that residents can buy on their own. They are meant to be cheaper than plans bought directly from insurance companies, but many people complain they are still too expensive. Kingsdale says that trend is not likely to improve.
In general, one of the things that's characterized the healthcare world, probably unfortunately, is that premiums and the costs of care, that tends to go up annually regardless of where the economy goes. You don't see a lot of for sale signs on health insurance premiums where we're going to give you 50% off this month because the economy's not doing so well.
Kingsdale does say the economic crisis may actually make one new component of health reform more attractive. In November, the Connector Board will roll out a program for employees of small businesses. It will allow people to use the money their employer agrees to contribute towards the company's health plan and transfer it to another plan of their choice. In some cases, that will save the employee money.
It's kind of the last major program that we were asked to do, and we've finally gotten to it. And we're very excited about it because I think particularly in a time of sort of economic turmoil where people are looking for other options, this is going to be one that I think increasingly small employers and their employees are going to want to check out.
Kingsdale concedes there aren't many silver linings to a weak economy. But even aside from the immediate crisis, he says policymakers were always going to have to deal with the fact that even a robust economy cannot keep up with the skyrocketing cost of healthcare in America.
We have embarked on an inevitable confrontation with healthcare spending, with healthcare costs. Sort of the national policy, if you will, of throwing more people on the rolls of the uninsured every year as our way of dealing with costs, escalating costs, we've said no to that. That's not our option. And so I think the recession is only going to exacerbate the need to confront what has been just a runaway train on healthcare spending.
In August, the governor signed a law meant to curb some healthcare spending. Since Massachusetts began to implement its health reform program in 2006, more than 400,000 more people have signed up for some sort of health insurance. Public support for Massachusetts' new law, as measured in opinion polls, has been climbing. What's less clear, policymakers say, is how health reform will rank on the list of priorities as state leaders have to make tough budget choices in the coming months and years. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.